Specialization in trade. Specialization is when we concentrate on a product or task. Surplus products can then be exchanged and traded, creating the potential for gains in welfare for all involved. Specialization happens at all levels of an economy. 1. Within the family, for example, the specialization of tasks within extended families in many of the world's poorest countries. 2. Within businesses and organizations. 3. In a particular country, for example, Bangladesh is a major producer and exporter of textiles. Norway is a leading oil exporter. And Ghana is one of the biggest producers of cocoa in the world. 4. In a region of a country, for example, for many years the West Midlands has been a center for motor car assembly. The gains from specialization. By concentrating on what people and businesses do best, rather than relying on self-sufficiency. Higher output. The total level of production of goods and services is raised, and quality can be improved. Variety. Consumers have access to a greater variety of higher quality products. A bigger market. Specialization and global trade increase the size of the market, offering opportunities for economies of scale. Competition and lower prices. Increased competition acts as an incentive to minimize costs, keep prices down, and therefore maintains low inflation. The division of labor. The division of labor occurs where production is broken down into many separate tasks. Division of labor raises output per person as people become proficient through constant repetition of a task, learning by doing. This gain in productivity helps to lower cost per unit, and ought to lead to lower prices for consumers. Unrewarding, repetitive work that requires little skill lowers motivation and hits productivity. Workers begin to take less pride in their work and quality suffers. The result may be a problem of diseconomies of scale. We often see dissatisfied workers becoming less punctual at work and the rate of absenteeism increases. Many people may choose to move to less boring jobs, creating a problem of high worker turnover for businesses. According to figures for 2010, the overall employee turnover rate for the UK to be 13.5% per year. In other words, nearly one worker in seven changes jobs each year. The highest levels of labour turnover are found in retailing, hotels, catering and leisure, call centers and among other lower paid private sector services groups. Some workers receive a little training, and may not be able to find alternative jobs. If they find themselves out of work, they may then suffer structural unemployment. Another disadvantage is that mass-produced standardized goods tend to lack variety for consumers. Comparative advantage. First introduced by David Ricardo in 1817, comparative advantage exists when a country has a margin of superiority in the supply of a product, that is, the cost of production is lower. Countries will usually specialize in and export products which use intensively the factors inputs which they are most abundantly endowed. So, for example, the Canadian economy, which is rich in low-cost land, is able to exploit this by specializing in agricultural production. The dynamic Asian economies, including China, have focused their resources in exporting low-cost manufactured goods which take advantage of much lower labor costs. In highly developed countries, the comparative advantage is shifting towards specializing in producing and then exporting high-value and high-technology manufactured goods and high-knowledge services. In this example, country B has an absolute advantage in both products. Absolute advantage occurs when a country or region can create more of a product with the same factor inputs. But country A has a comparative advantage in the production of good X. It is 9/10 as efficient at producing good X, but it is only 3/5 as efficient at producing good Y. Comparative advantage exists when a country has lower opportunity cost, that is, it gives up less of one product to obtain more of another product. In our example above, for country A, every extra unit of good Y produced involves an opportunity cost of 2 units of good X. For country B, an additional unit of good Y involves a sacrifice of only 4.3 units of good X. There are gains to be had from country A specializing in the supply of good X and country B allocating more of their resources into the production of good Y. Were the UK to shift more resources into higher output of vacuum cleaners, the opportunity cost of each cleaner is one digital television. For the United States, the same decision has an opportunity cost of 2.4 digital cameras. Therefore, the UK has a comparative advantage in vacuum cleaners. If the UK chose to reallocate resources to digital cameras, the opportunity cost of one extra camera is still one vacuum cleaner. But for the United States, the opportunity cost is only 5/12 of a vacuum cleaner. Thus, the United States has a comparative advantage in producing digital cameras. The UK specializes totally in producing vacuum cleaners, doubling its output to 1200. The United States partly specializes in digital cameras, increasing output by 960, having given up 400 units of vacuum cleaners. Output of both products has increased, representing a gain in economic welfare. For mutually beneficial trade to take place, the two nations have to agree an acceptable rate of exchange of one product for another. There are gains from trade between the two countries. If the two countries trade at a rate of exchange of 2 digital cameras for 1 vacuum cleaner, the post-trade position will be as follows: 1A1B, 2A2B, 3A3B, 4A4B, 4C, 5A. The UK exports 420 vacuum cleaners to the USA and receives 840 digital cameras. The USA exports 840 digital cameras and imports 420 vacuum cleaners. Compared with the pre-specialization output levels, consumers in both countries now have an increased supply of both goods to choose from. We have seen in this chapter how specialization in trade, based on the idea of comparative advantage, can lead to an improvement in welfare.